President Obama has been pushing for more states to adopt pre-K programs. And in doing so, he's been dropping names of states he sees as national examples.
States that make it a priority to educate our youngest children, like Georgia or Oklahoma.
A few others come to mind for Melanie Brizzi of Indiana's Family and Social Services Administration.
Minnesota, Florida, you know, there's 40 other states that have implemented pre-K. So there's an abundance of research material that we can go to and ask folks. Ohio, Illinois.
This is Bruce.
Hi, Mr. Atchison?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Rachel Morello from State Impact Indiana.
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
I'm doing well. Bruce Atchison is the director of the Early Learning Institute at the Education Commission of the States. After introductions, he outlines what pre-K looks like across the country.
Momentum is building, as evidenced by the number of states that continue to invest in high-quality pre-K, including states that haven't in the past. I think there are states that are in the forefront, and then there are states that are following suit, and then, of course, there's those states that still have a ways to go.
So let's take a look at some of those states and see how Indiana compares. First up, a state in the forefront, Florida.
We're right around between 78% to 80% of children attending VBK.
That's Tara Holes. She's in charge of the state's Voluntary Pre-K Program, or VPK, which has been in place since 2005. And as you might expect after 10 years, Florida has pretty much got it down. The state's program is open to all four-year-olds, unlike Indiana's approach, which is targeted specifically at low-income families. Similar to Indiana, the Sunshine State allows pre-K providers to apply to be part of the program. And as of today, around 6,500 have, a blend of public schools, private schools, faith-based, and home care providers. Florida also has a kindergarten assessment that they use to gauge students' progress. Indiana will have one of those, too. Holes emphasizes the term high quality when she talks about pre-K. She says she recommends Indiana focus on that aspect, too.
Our program has always had very lofty but achievable child performance standards, so what we expect from children when they're leaving VPK. Part of how we look at high quality is that we have programs that are helping to prepare children across the board in all developmental domains.
A call to educators in Illinois shows that state's program looks a lot more like Indiana's. Although it started as a universal program in 2006, they targeted low-income kids after the recession hit 2 years later. Sarah Slaughter, education director for the McCormick Foundation in Chicago, says her advice to Hoosiers is to work with what you've got.
When the money is spent, it first has to go to quality. It's no good to have a program that lacks the quality but reaches every kid. So start with that high quality and then go for increasing the number of children.
If quality over quantity is the name of the game, then Indiana is on the right track. The FSSA is requiring interested providers to achieve level 3 or 4 status on the state's Paths to Quality ranking system. Only 4 counties are launching efforts in January, 5 when Jackson County joins in next August. Bruce Atchison says, slow and steady wins the race.
Let's do what's best for our budget, what's best for our families, but let's look at what some other states have done, what's worked, and then we can create the best policy based on the homework that we've done.
Part of Indiana's homework? A long-term study, which should help the state take what it learns this year and figure out how to move forward. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Rachel Morello.